producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free number in moments, and also our Skype username that you can connect to us on. You'll have that here in moments. It's Ian and Mark in the studio as normal on a Monday night. We do have a special guest host with us here. Brian Henchy is in the studio. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's a pleasure. Our listeners who attended Keenvention last year will remember you as the smiling face who was working the attendance booth, if you will, or the ticketing area, if you want to call it that. We don't really hand out tickets at Keenvention. You just kind of put your name on a list, and then we give you a name tag when you show up. And you're going to be there again this year.
Yeah. And I was the strongman security at the front because the crowd's trying to get in. It was insane. I had to use all my strength in my whole body. We were able to safely keep Keenvention going.
It's a great little thing. We can talk more about the event here in a little bit. New panels been announced over the last couple of days at Keenvention.info for you to check out. You've got some experience doing radio in the Boston area, and you actually drove out here from across more closer, I guess, to the Manchester region.
Just near Nashua. So I've done some fill-in in Boston. Is it okay to mention the calls? Or?
Sure, WRKO.
Yeah, 680 WRKO, and then also on Cape Cod, WXTK in Hyannis.
I think RKO is like the only talk station that stays alive in Boston. All the rest of them just die off.
What does that mean, dies off?
They come and they go. You know how these stations, they flip formats, they don't stay with talk or whatever.
But we had Rush Radio, which turned into Talk 1200. Then we also had another station, which was a liberal talk station, WWZN The Zone. And then that has since flipped over to WMEX. And then they had a morning show. It was there for, I want to say, 5 weeks. And then poof, magically, poof, gone. And then they put their midday show. It's like a revolving door over
it's
there.
It's a terrible market.
It's bizarre.
Can you imagine that you've designed your life around working at this new morning show? Maybe you've picked up and moved, or maybe you've foregone some other career, or whatever your decision is that you made in order, because every decision requires deciding not to do some other things.
Sure.
You decided, I'm going to take this gig as a morning show host, plus realigning your life to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do a morning show.
It's
and all these things, and somebody decides, you know what, that decision we made 5 weeks ago, we're just not going to stick with this. They didn't have any idea what sales or ratings or any of these things were going to be like at this point, because nothing's had a chance to sort of stick. This is it's basically evil to do to somebody.
So, Boston Radio, there you go. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I wanted to start the show out tonight with the story from Free Range Kids. And for those that don't know, Free Range Kids, we had Lenora Scanese on with us from the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year.
She's fantastic.
Did you get to meet her when you were there?
I've heard her in several different radio shows. I haven't personally met her, but I love how she is pushing for her ideas. Totally anti-hover. What are they called? Hover parents, helicopter parenting.
And now this is about the helicopter society. Apparently, she's what is she? Got her own show now, World's Worst Mom on Discovery Life. So good for her. She does really great work, and she made the news years ago as the world's worst mom.
No, first she started out as America's worst mom, and then she got a promotion.
Oh, to the world's worst.
Yeah.
Okay. because she let her son go home from school by himself on the New York subway system.
Yes, and that's the reason.
For whatever reason, made her such a terrible parent.
I can totally understand where people who are shocked by this are coming from. I get the feelings that they have.
You mean because they've been sold all this fear-mongering stuff about there's some sort of pervert around every corner and behind every bush?
I don't think it's just that. I think that you are what you find is that when you have a kid, this is the thing isn't the right term to use here, but let's just go ahead and use it just for the sake of comparison. once you have a child, you find out that that is the most important thing in your life. Suddenly, you know fear. I will go ahead and say, you people without kids, you don't know what fear is like because you're not constantly worried about what might happen.
Well, and
then
oh,
what if they get out the door and then go out into the street and get hit by a car? What am I going to feel like? What are people going to think about me if I am lying there, you know, holding my dead kid in my arms on the side of the street? These are the kind of things you think about as a parent.
But it's amplified by this sort of culture of fear, right? So you sort of have that natural tendency to want to protect your kids.
Yep.
And then on top of that, you've got people in the media. You've got other parents who are freaked out about all the dangers.
Well, there's some economics to it, too. When you think about children for most of human history, were an asset, especially during the sort of agrarian times.
Working a farm.
You could put a kid to work at something like 4 or 5 years old, and by the time they're 14 or 15, they're basically an adult, and they're doing adult work, and they're getting paid zero. You know, so this is, they're valuable. They're an asset.
It's like the Church of Scientology. Put the kids to work.
Whereas when it comes to when you're looking at kids today, you're dumping a lot of money into this kid. From an investment standpoint, you're dumping a lot of money into them, and there's really no output. It's kind of like a luxury car. Essentially, you get it because, well, you know, this is the next thing you do after you get a regular car and you've got more money. So,
for all those parents who ride their kids to work.
I think there's an economics, the things that go on in people's heads sort of behind the scenes, and they don't really even know it. So, yeah, anyway. Your kids are valuable to you, and that's why you freak out when other people talk about how they let their kids take risks.
Sure, but should you freak out beyond the point of high school, you know, when they're off in college? Because
when do you turn it off? How do you turn it off, Ian?
I don't know. I'm not a parent.
I know.
And I'm not interested in being one. Anyway, free-range kids. Apparently, some parents are able to turn it off, Mark, and Lenore Skenazy is one of
them. I would say most
of them
at some point or another are able to come to the conclusion that, hey, I've done the very best I can do up to this point, and now he or she has to make the mistakes they're going to make.
You know, if I had to guess as to how you turn that off, I would say it would be an ongoing process throughout the child's lifetime where the parent, when they think of the fear-mongering thoughts, the scary thoughts about what could happen, they just simply remind themselves to not think that way and to allow their kids to explore their world in as safe a manner as possible, but also with permission. I mean, going out there, letting them go to some extent and be alone and, you know, take their own route home from school and exploring the world. You have to allow it.
I'm not saying you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
I'm saying
you don't have to. Some people are helicopter parents and they hover over their kids all the way through college.
Right. Well, this is the problem is that there's no guidelines, there's no rules set up there, so people are going to do a variety of different things. And I would say that the mini free rangers out there are even farther beyond what I'm able to handle, and plenty of these helicopter parents, I think, are ruining their kids' lives. So, you know, whatever. This is the great thing about being a parent is everybody else is wrong.
Well,
they are friggin' wrong.
Just to state the obvious, we have the media 24/7. Oh, let your kid walk out the front door. Boom, they're going to get abducted.
Right,
you know,
it's part of the culture.
God forbid your kid does anything, right? Their bicycle two houses down. Oh, my God, they're all of a sudden hit by a car. So we have a media that's constantly just pushing on to people that if you let your kids do anything outside of your visual reach, you are neglecting your kids, and something bad is going to happen to your kids.
Sometimes
that's
what it's like.
Sometimes what happens that is bad is the police come and arrest you. You know, leave your kid in the car or something like that for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden it's a criminal act.
I have a friend in radio in Kansas City. He got in trouble because at a playground, not with the police or anything, but he went to go refill a water bottle, I think, at a water fountain that was like 10 or 20 feet away from his car. This other parent screamed at him because he was not watching his kid for like 30 seconds and had left his
kid on a playground.
In the car.
Oh, in
at
the
a
car.
Playground.
Okay.
And
he just
walked
go get some water.
Yeah, to refill the water, and
crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
We had, you know, to one-up your story, that we had a lady call in who was returning the shopping cart to the buggy corral thing.
How dare she?
Right? I mean, I don't know what she was supposed to do otherwise.
With her kid in the car.
Right. Well, what are you supposed to do otherwise?
You're supposed to push it to the end so you knock out other people's headlights.
I don't know.
Don't put it in the thing.
It's just nuts. Well, she was just taking it to the buggy corral. She comes back. There's a breathless woman standing by her car.
She hates children.
All right, if you've got a story about these overprotective parents, want to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or maybe you are an overprotective parent. You can call in, too. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Relevant.fm. Just send a contact request over first if you're not yet on our Skype list. We'll approve you, and then you'll be good to go to call the show from that point forward. And if you're on Skype, it generally sounds a lot better than does the phone. So try to make the effort to call us on Skype. It's worth it. So you can join us here to talk about overprotective parents. That's what I wanted to discuss here, and it was inspired by an article at Free Range Kids, which is a great blog, freerangekids.com. Lenore Skenazy, who we've actually had the pleasure of having on the show, she was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. I'll tell you what she has to say about these college students. These are the kids who have been overprotected, had all the corners rounded off, parents freaked out at every little thing as they were growing up. Now they're going into college. So what does that...
Well, come on, this didn't happen more than 20 years ago?
It certainly did, but, you know, we've got this is the article we're reading today. We've talked about this over the last decade, Mark.
I do think that things have changed over time, that it's become worse and worse over time.
It absolutely has.
But surely this was going on when I was in high school. I just don't know that much about it, because, well, I was self-centered and paid no attention to those other people.
So we'll get into that, but if you care about your privacy when you're online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, which means your own internet service provider won't know what you're doing once you start using ProXPN. And that means they can't mine your data. They can't sell that data to other companies. They can't turn it over to the government. So it's really great for privacy. And they do it right, offering OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. So go to proxpn.com/amp. That's where you get a special offer. If you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get ProXPN, 2 years of it, for a total of less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. But you can only get that price with Bitcoin, and $5 of your purchase will go to the Free Talk Live AMP program, which helps us spread the ideas of liberty. It's huge savings, the biggest we've ever offered on ProXPN here on Free Talk Live. It's only good for Bitcoin buyers. ProXPN.com/AMP. So that's a good reason to get Bitcoin, but let's just say you're not ready for that yet, and you've only got the Federal Reserve notes to spend. You want to use your credit card? You can still get a pretty good discount with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50, as in you get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy the annual account with code FTL50 at proxpn.com/amp and or proxpn.com, code FTL50. So with you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Brian Henschy.
And it's Mark.
Here's a story from freerangekids.com. She writes, Lenore Skenazy says, my friend, colleague, and hero, Peter Gray, a psychology professor and the author of Free to Learn, one of my favorite books, makes the compelling case that we often make here. Kids need a chance to play, explore, have fun, mess up, get mad, recover, and simply live some part of their childhood unsupervised.
So irresponsible.
For them to develop the emotional resilience they will need. You can't become an adult if you get zero practice being one, thanks to constant oversight and intervention by real adults.
So
it's a real in quotes.
Yeah, this is it's an interesting question, right? Like, can a child learn these coping mechanisms when they become an adult? Because learning, your mind is different when you're a child.
It's easier to learn as a child, right?
Well, that's one of the things that are claimed, but certainly people will claim that that there's, you know, different stages of mental development on up to 25. These are one of the things that when some people say that young people aren't able to make certain decisions and that sort of thing, that I often bring up is, hey, whoa, your mind's still changing on up to the age of 25. Do you want to limit young people from having sex until 25? Do you want to prevent them from having to drinking until 25? When exactly do I become adult enough? Because I'd love to keep anybody below 25 off the road. You know, fine by me. Let's have, you know, let's just limit them. I'm past 25. What do I care? So, sure. But, you know, people are always, you know, trotting out these different ideas.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I like how Mark just, like, goes and goes and goes, and then it's like, you don't know when it's going to end, and you're
it's
like,
true, yeah. Get ready. Be on your feet.
Should I?
This is why we, like, Ian and I get told constantly, we think you guys have you know, synergy, chemistry. That's what we're told as talk show hosts, is because we seem to know when the other one's going to finish their sentences. I don't know. Maybe it's just we're used to, you know, their breathing and know what's going to happen when it ends.
You guys have done the show how long together now?
12 years.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's granted, it's bound to happen eventually. So right. I was going to say earlier about you said the child's brain keeps on developing till age 25. I think mine stopped at about 14. I'm just guessing there. But
why do you say that?
I think it goes further.
Are you
than
saying
that?
You act like a teenager, or what? What makes you say that?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't gotten a hell of a lot smarter.
Really?
Whatever. But
I feel like
don't take me too seriously.
I didn't. Yeah, he's bad with jokes. I didn't really figure out adulthood until 30, maybe even past it. Why bother? I was paying my bills and living on my own and doing fine, but I just didn't really figure it out till then.
What made you feel like you figured it out then?
Responsibility.
But you said you were paying your bills prior to that. So.
Yeah, it's not the same sort of responsibility, though. I was like, sliding into third base is different than making it there and standing on third base. It's completely different.
So here's a story here. She's actually sharing a piece from Psychology Today, and Peter Gray is the author. She says she edited out just a little bit and added some bold face to it. Declining student resilience, a serious problem for colleges. A year ago, I received an invitation from the head of counseling services to join other faculty and administrators at the university I'm associated with for discussions about how to deal with the decline in resilience among students. That's an interesting term. At the first meeting, we learned that emergency calls to counseling had more than doubled over the past 5 years.
Emergency calls to counseling. All right. I've seen all these numbers trotted out for most of my life. You've got this problem, that problem, or the other problem. Call this number. I've never considered calling one of those numbers. those people on the other end of that have lots more problems than I do.
You've never called 911 for any reason?
I've called 911 if, like...
411?
411 if, I need a telephone number or something like that.
611?
911 if... Like, I've been driving down the road and seen, an accident or a lights, traffic lights flashing or something like that needs to be fixed. I've called for that reason.
You've never called a suicide hotline ever?
Never.
No.
No drug treatment hotline.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've never called a counseling hotline for anything. I mean, if there's something I needed advice on, I would ask people that I know. But I guess, if you're all alone, maybe in a new place or something like that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I've never done it.
Yeah.
It's funny. I didn't mean to bring that up, but in college, I had to take personality tests. And one of the jobs that least, you give a list of jobs that match with your personality and another list of jobs that did not fit your personality. And one of the least matches for me was a suicide counselor.
So is this for college students that don't know what they want to do in life?
Yeah, take this test.
And
we'll tell you.
Actually, it was through the counseling center that you could take all these personality tests and it would help to help you to figure out what would be a good profession for you to go.
I wondered why they had that on the list, because nobody thinks of this as this is a career they want to get into. They may or may not be, may not be good
for
them.
Let me
give you a little bit about this, what this guy's going to be talking about. An example of what resilience we're talking about here. Students are increasingly seeking help for and apparently having emotional crises over problems of everyday life. Recent examples include a student who felt traumatized because her roommate had called her a bitch. And two students had sought counseling because they had seen a mouse in their off-campus apartment.
God. I wonder who's going to do my laundry. These are the questions I have.
Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE for Talk Live.
$10,000 or more to the IRS.
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a story about a helicopter parent. One of these overprotective parents who just never stops with taking responsibility for their children's lives. They don't allow their kids to take their own responsibility for their life. And then when they get released to the world, or at least almost released to the world, they go to college. They're away, far enough away than they've ever, further away than they've ever been from their parents' home. The parents, some of them, will continue to attempt to hover on the college campus in various ways. But we're not really talking so much about the parents themselves. If you want to tell us a story, you're welcome to at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about what the effect is on the students. These supposed adults who are now, you know, the training wheels are coming off. They're at the college. And according to the story at freerangekids.com by Peter Gray, also published in Psychology Today, the school that he works for, they had a meeting where they talked about how emergency calls to counseling had more than doubled over the past 5 years. And Mark, you had talked about the idea that this has this phenomenon, if you will, the helicopter parenting or helicopter society in this case, that it has been on the rise over the last couple few decades. Sounds like just over the last 5 years, at least at this one school, it's been a dramatic increase in neediness of these students.
What happened 20 years ago, or, you know, 20-something years ago, that caused this to happen? I don't know. I mean, I have no clue, but why is it that the kids born in 1997 are somehow less qualified to take care of themselves than those who were born in 1991?
I think awareness is the biggest thing.
Awareness of what?
Awareness that there are so many bad things that can happen. The media, of course, has if it bleeds, it leads. And the reporting, I would argue, probably the biggest story in CNN's early career was when the what was her name fell down the well. And then there was that whole story. That was like what kind of like made CNN that they had this 24-hour
thing.
Interesting. So like anything,
we're gonna know exactly when this little girl gets out of the well, kind of thing.
Yeah, and so like anytime something happens to a child, and now with 24-hour news, there used to be, you know, every day you turn on the news at 6 p.m. or whatever, and then you'd hear the local news and then the national news. Now we have a 24/7/365 news cycle. It's always going. The reporting on these stories is just overwhelming.
Yeah.
Whenever anything happens.
That's as good enough a guess, I think, as anything else. I mean, the information society, not that bad things happen more often now. In fact, I think the statistics show they're less likely to occur. Violence is certainly
down. I've heard
that,
too. Abductions are down.
But you hear about them when they do happen more often, and it seems more serious because you're hearing about it more often. And that can create some misunderstandings in people, which could result in college students who are calling the counseling department because they saw a mouse in their off-campus apartment. Two of them. Two students did this.
Why would you call the counseling center? What are they going to do? Talk to the mouse?
I don't know. I gotta talk to the students, I guess. Calm them down. The latter two also called the police, who kindly arrived and set a mousetrap for them.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
This is like the people who call 911 because they didn't get Chicken McNuggets through the drive-thru when they... Go ahead, Ian.
Faculty at the meetings noted that students' emotional fragility has become a serious problem when it comes to grading. Some had said they'd grown afraid to give low grades for poor performance because of the subsequent emotional crises they would have to deal with in their offices.
Now, this is to some extent, I would guess, the culture of everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a trophy, right? Like, you know, for some reason, kids just can't handle
up.
It. Right? I can't handle some bullying or whatever it might be.
Well, bullying's not fun, right? Like,
it's not fun, but it's a reality. Right? I mean, you're going to get bullied in life.
You know, it certainly is a reality at government school.
It's a reality on the show. You get beat up on a regular basis by me verbally.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, well, what?
No, it's bullying when I cut your mic. Keep it on.
I just talked with some kids recently, and they were saying that bullying, that the only thing that they know about bullying now is from, like, 80s movies.
I don't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. They said that the instance and the awareness of bullying is so high now that any time that bullying does happen, it gets reported and the kids get in trouble.
Well,
so
I would say that's a good
that bullying
thing.
Doesn't happen at all, which...
But what is bullying?
Amazing.
This, like, where's the line? Can you good-naturedly mess with somebody that maybe you're, you know...
Okay, fine. I mean, I wouldn't call that bullying. Teasing somebody?
You
okay,
wouldn't. Teasing is what a lot of people call bullying.
Stealing somebody's lunch money or physically attacking them generally is what I would consider.
I get it. But I don't think that that's where the line for bullying is.
I get what you're saying.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, is that now that teachers and schools are mandated reporters, like doctors and whatever, that if they... witness any...
You see something, say something.
Exactly. That they can actually be on the hook for...
Legally.
Yeah, because they're mandated reporters. They have to. So I think that question of where do you draw the line is something that's very... Where do you draw the line?
I draw the line at sending kids to a government school. I wouldn't do it. I think if you want your kids to encounter bullying, that's a place where they're much more likely to encounter it as opposed to if you're an unschooler, for instance.
You're comparing the two as though those are the only choices. There's lots of things in between. There's charter schools. There's private schools. There's regular homeschooling. There's a whole variety of things in between. And I went to the best private school in my town. My mother invested this because she wanted me to have the best opportunities and that sort of thing. It's certainly bullying that went
on there. At private schools, absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean,
yeah, any school where you're in a place where you know you're not in total control of who's there. You could possibly encounter bullying. And certainly it can happen in real life, if you will, but I think it's certainly more likely to occur in a government or private school in a situation like
The more kids you have in one location, the more likely you are to have bullying. Yes. Yeah.
If you're homeschooled and you're having a bullying problem, that's...
Yeah. If you have more than one kid, I'll bet you do.
Mom, I'm getting bullied.
Much of the discussions had to do with the amount of hand-holding faculty should do versus the degree to which the response should be something like, buck up, kid, this is college. Does the first response simply play into and perpetuate students' neediness and unwillingness to take responsibility? And does the second response create the possibility of serious emotional breakdown? Or, who knows, maybe even suicide? So Gray quotes some of the issues.
Right. Once the suicide occurs, whatever it was that is the media decides led to it, something is going to get changed, you know? Somebody has committed suicide because this staff member told them to act like an adult. And then suddenly, acting like an adult just no longer holds the appeal it once did.
Gray goes on to quote some of the issues that the head of counseling is seeing looming over the college, including these bullet points. Less resilient and needy students have shaped the landscape for faculty in that they are expected to do more handholding, lower their academic standards, and not challenge students too much.
Well, I mean, you know, what we're told as parents many times is that you got to give positive reinforcement to your kid. And this is a fun thing to do. I enjoy telling my kid that he's smart and good-looking and doing these great things, but I don't mind telling him when he's messed up, too, mm-hmm. and where he has failed to meet my expectations. I wonder whether or not some parents fail to do this, and if they, you know, if everybody believes they're a special little snowflake, that's going to...
Who can do no wrong.
Yeah. At some point or another, you're going to come to the conclusion that, hey, my parents lied to me. I am not a special little snowflake. Like, for instance, I have special little snowflakes that pull out in front of me in traffic all the time. I hate those special little snowflakes, right?
Students are afraid to fail. They
God,
do
I'd
not...
much rather do a show with Brian than you.
They do not take risks. They need to be certain about things.
Somebody's going to laugh at your bad joke.
For many of them, failure is seen as catastrophic and unacceptable. External measures of success are more important than learning and autonomous development. They don't take risks. They are afraid to fail. And that's kind of the way the system is set up. It's set up to encourage people to not take risks. Like, okay, just go to college, get a job, and then pay off your college loans forever, and then someday you'll retire.
The government should pay off the school loans now. Don't you know that's the whole thing, Hillary Clinton? And
I can't blame someone for wanting that to happen, because college loans are a terrible burden.
Another vote-buying program. Yay!
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you work at a college, you've experienced this, or you attend and you see it in some of your co-students.
Maybe you just need a hug.
You want to share your thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek. But there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've got a small business, then you know
like we do.
How much of a pain in the butt,
like I don't,
business cards can be. It can be a pain to, and it can be expensive to order business cards. But not if you use our code over at Vistaprint.com. First of all, Vistaprint is very affordable without the Free Talk Live discount code. But if you use code FTL at Vistaprint.com, you'll get 500 business cards. That'll get you started with your business for just $9.99. And that's up to a 50% savings over the regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. They've got tons of layouts and design options for you. You can just plug your information in and go. Or if you're a graphics pro, you can just upload your own graphic designs. I did that. I made a Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree card, and it was super
easy. You made
it
yourself?
Well, I mean, I hired someone to do the graphics, and then I made it on, I uploaded those graphics through the Vistaprint tool, and they have this online tool that makes it super easy to do your own cards.
Right, because I was going to say, when you said that it's difficult to get business cards put together, I'm like, it's not that difficult. It's just expensive because it turn it over to somebody else and they give you a proof and you're like, okay, that's fine. And then they send it out. And by the time you're done, it's $200. In this case, they've got the design tools right online and it costs you $9.99.
That's where it starts. When you use code FTL at Vistaprint.com, and you can customize everything about the card. You can upload your logo or draw. You know, you can use their tools online to design your card. They've got all kinds of neat things that you can do to them, like metallic finishes, spot gloss, raised print, fancy stuff, too. So you don't have to go the basic route. But, you know, the basic cards, you can get them for just $9.99 over at Vistaprint.com. 500 of them with code FTL. So go to Vistaprint.com and order today. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, let's go to Aaron, listening in Indianapolis. Aaron, are we actually on the radio in Indy tonight, or are you online?
I'm online.
Okay, very good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I don't know. You guys are talking about helicopter parents, and I've got two young boys of my own, 3 and 18 months, and I was actually thinking that my wife may be a helicopter parent.
Why is that? And, it sounds like one of them just jumped off the bunk bed.
I don't know. It's like something like, oh, my God, they're in the street, and oh, my God, don't let them run like that, or, you know, running across the laminate floor with socks on.
Oh, my God.
Things that sounds like fun to me.
She's got a sister who's actually probably a little worse, and she's even into, like, eating organic and, you know, whole foods and stuff like that. And
I think this is the new religion of the new millennium, because my wife got into it, too.
The organic stuff?
Like, she had, you know, it was nothing like that before Jack was born, mm-hmm. but then suddenly everything's got to be fine. The new cleaners have to be green cleaners. We can't have the regular cleaners, because who knows, you might chug some more light or whatever. I don't know.
Well, that way your kids throw up as green.
It gives you where I'm at. We just had fish sticks and canned green beans.
Yeah.
So how old are the kids? 8 or 9, you said?
No, one is 3 and the other's about 18 months.
All right, I don't know where the hell I got 8 and 9 from. So your wife has been this way through the entire time thus far?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, you know, she's scared to God that they're going to have SIDS, and, you know, now they're going to have something.
SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome?
Sudden infant death syndrome, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, sudden infant death syndrome. And, I mean, I'm not saying that's not, you know, like a legitimate concern, because obviously you want to take practical steps, but letting it be an all-consuming thing is just, she couldn't sleep at night. She'd get up and, you know, go hide outside their door, making sure they were breathing and stuff.
I know the feeling that she feels. I totally appreciate it. I mean, oh, poor thing.
So how do you ride that line? How do you ride that line of making sure that you're sympathizing with the way that she feels, but at the same time kind of making sure she stays within reality?
Yeah. Well, and I think she's functional. I guess I'll say that. just this line of functional. And if one other thing, if I could kind of offer some thoughts on, you were talking about the children being an investment, like financially with, you know, paying for their health care and everything else. And I was almost thinking that whenever I look at them, I look at it as an investment, like in a Darwinian sense.
That's about all, because,
I mean, in keeping the human race going kind of an investment.
They never pay off.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what it is, you know, we're all basically just trying to pass our genes along, like, you know, law of the jungle. You've got to get out there and mate as much as you can. And
Aaron, thank you for sharing your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You're not trying to pass on your genes?
No, I have a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Why impossible.
Did you do that?
We all appreciate it,
buddy.
What's
the deal with that?
I don't want kids, so why would I not, you know, want to have a vasectomy?
But why don't you want to have kids? You don't want your genes to live on forever like the caller?
Yeah, I just don't have that drive, I guess. I mean, why would I care?
It's kind of not too many people think like that. It's kind of interesting.
I think that it's responsible in the sense that, wow, you know, he's not going to get caught in that situation that oh so many guys get caught in, which is that
knocking someone up, you mean?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the main...
I hear it happens, buddy.
Yeah, but that was probably the main concern for me, was I didn't want to end up having a kid I didn't want to have, and so that's a way to prevent that from happening, is if you just go ahead and snip your vas deferens tubes. That'll take care of the problem.
99 times out of 100, it will.
It's more than probably 99 out of 100. It's a fairly successful operation that generally doesn't reverse itself. It's probably more like 1 out of 10,000 times or something.
Well,
like
why not just the traditional types of contraceptions, though? Why not use?
That's expensive if you think about it, right? So, like, if you don't want kids,
I guess it depends on how often you're using them.
If you don't want kids,
in his case, I think he might have got it done before. Ever actually had sex with somebody.
That's not true.
Okay, is it one? What
I had
number
one girlfriend, okay. But I'd had sex a few times before that.
God, Ian's had sex. That's awesome.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Congratulations. That's high five.
But, you know, you have sex several hundred times, and you paid for a lot of condoms there. And, you know, the
sexy
was only $700.
By the pallet.
Well, sex without a condom certainly better than sex with one. I think pretty much everyone
would agree. Yeah, I tried one on once, and I want nothing to do with that.
The only thing worse than a condom is getting a social disease, really.
So, anyway, back to speaking of people that have sex in an unsafe manner, college students. We're back on that story here from Free Range Kids, talking about how the term they're using here is that there's a decline in resilience, meaning that when something happens in the student's life, something as simple as a roommate calling another a bitch, or students who have seen a mouse in their off-campus apartment calling campus counseling services over these issues. Just as a few examples.
We had rats at Northeastern. I went to Northeastern in Boston. We had rats the size of cats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they would run through the quads and whatever. It was disgusting.
God.
They were enormous. I'm not exaggerating.
Well fed, I imagine.
Like the size of a squirrel. And
you didn't bother buying a rat trap?
No.
Never even considered
it. The only thing that we would maybe ever do is call up building services and say, hey, we have lots of rats. Can you take care of it? We never called up the counseling center. Like, my feelings are hurt because we have rats. What am I going to do?
That's pretty much what we did at the radio station that we started working at.
What's that?
You know, at some point or another, there had been enough complaints about the rats that they tried to do something about it.
They did, yeah. Wow. They set a bunch of traps in the ceiling. They caught about 40.
They finally had to just knock the building down.
Holy jeez.
Yeah, it was bad. I remember one night coming into the break room, and there was a rat just sitting on the trash can lid, laying in there, eating something.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he was talking into the mic.
It could have been that
way.
When
they turn around and look at you and, like, dare you to do something about it, that's when there's a problem.
You got a problem?
Yeah.
And I think they took 36 rats out or something like that on the first trapping run. And then they did another one after that. I think they got caught several more.
Did you hear them running around in there?
Usually the rats are just working on sales. Oh, I'm just
saying. Poor sales guys.
Faculty,
they drive better cars than you do.
Particularly young faculty members feel pressured to accede to student wishes lest they get low teacher ratings from their students. Students email about
teacher ratings. What the hell is that?
Oh, you don't know? You can rate your teachers online now.
I had forgotten that this even existed.
Did you hear about that app that came out recently? You can rate other people.
I haven't tried it, but I did hear about
it. Yelp.
It's so weird.
Have you tried it?
No, but, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's going to have their own opinions. I'm sure we could go back through my history and people like me, people hate me.
Right.
Whatever. It's just like Yelp reviews.
It's inevitable.
Everybody's going to have different opinions.
Students will email the staff about trivial things and expect prompt replies.
like an instant message back.
There's more here about college students. And the story here from FreeRangeKids.com says here they're falling apart thanks to this helicopter society. And maybe you have a story to share in regards to this or whatever happens to be on your mind.
Let's all hug during the break.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's not a bad idea. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Lyanna, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Lyanna's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.